You remained in command then for how? For
no, I was binned in March.
March, right. This would have been earlier than normal.
Yes. And I was summoned down to Portsmouth to see the commander down there.
And what was your feeling about this at the time?
I was furious.
Do you feel this was unfair?
Yes, totally.
And did they suggest why they were doing it?
Because they felt that we'd been through too much of a emotional and traumatic period that we should be moved on.
But you've retained your links very strongly with Deal. You live here. You are a regular attender at the annual band concert.
Sorry.
And also the commemoration service every year. Now it's 20 years on. Have you any afterthoughts? The impression I get talking to other people is this is something that could have happened and nothing had really been done. I'm not suggesting by you, but by the authorities to make sure it didn't happen.
I think that the authorities, in inverted commas, basically couldn't give a tuppenny toss about the School of Music, because as far as they were concerned, the Royal Marines Band turned up when they were requested and did their music in the right circumstances and inevitably perfectly, but they had no clue as to the problem that I had and my predecessor, Johnny Johnson, the security of the place, because the kids used to be bedded down at night and then climb the wall and go down into town and have a good time. I know that. I saw them. And then they used to climb back over the wall and go to bed.
Would you think probably that the decision, even before the bomb happened, was that the Royal Marines would eventually leave Deal and be concentrated at Portsmouth? And what actually happened was this probably delayed the departure by a few years on an emotional count.
And it's a good point. That's a very good point. I'm quite certain that somebody must have thought about it. I mean, we don't have that many dimbos in the Corps. And somebody must have thought about moving the Royal Marines School of Music to somewhere, because, as I said earlier, we're always out on a limb here in Deal. It's miles away from any other centres of Royal Marine activity. So, yeah, I guess there must be somebody, some thought about it.